The critical moment for Yaakov is when he finds himself at night. He's all alone, and he's trying to escape from Esav, and all of a sudden, in his last trip across the river to get all of his stuff out, there's the man. And we're told, Vayaveki Shimo Adolos HaShachar, he wrestles with this man until morning. And then when all of this goes on, what happens is Yaakov ends up possibly pinning him down, and the man realizes he's going to lose, and he hits Yaakov below the belt, so to speak, and he damages his Gid Hanasha, and Yaakov limps, but Yaakov doesn't let go. Yaakov holds on to him and says, I want you to give me a bracha. And when he says, I want to give a bracha, they go back and forth and back and forth. And in the end, he changes his name. He changes his name from Yaakov. He says, you're no longer going to be called Yaakov, but instead you'll be called Yisrael. So there's two interesting points to be made. Rabbi Grummet points out that if you read the psukim of the wrestling match and all the conversation between them, what's not clear so often is, who is the he? There's a lot of, and he this, and he this, and he this, but why is it not clear? Just tell us, and Yaakov did this, and then tell us, and the Ish did this. Why does it have to be not clear? And then the question is, what? Why the name change? What does a name change do? And I think this really ends up being the summation of the last few days' discussion in this weekly segment. The question is, what is Yaakov running away from? What's Yaakov's problem? Says Rabbi Grummet, the problem is that Yaakov himself is so torn. Yaakov himself doesn't really know what to do. And so Yaakov struggles, not necessarily with the Ish, but Yaakov struggles with himself. And perhaps the man that attacks him is himself. Yaakov is looking deep into himself and trying to understand what he can do to fix himself. But what's his conflict? His conflict is, why am I Yaakov? Why am I always doing things in a way that seems to be backhanded? And so when he runs away, he's saying, I thought I could face Esav. I thought I could be honest with Esav. I thought I could do all of these things, but I can't. I'm not ready. It's not possible. And then he finally realizes, but I can't spend the rest of my life running away. I've been running for 20 plus years from Esav, from Lavan, from myself even. He says, I have to face it. And so he says, the answer he's given from the angel is, you're not going to be called Yaakov anymore, but instead you're going to change your name to Yisrael, Yashar, straight as an arrow. Don't try to circumvent the truth. Take it head on. I think there's a powerful lesson, because so often the troubles that we have stem from our inability to face the truth. We try to go around this way or that way. But when we take it head on, it might be harder, and sometimes it really is. But what ends up happening is we emerge victorious because we emerge as our honest, true self.